of Christ. We come with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Because I can't do nothing without you. Now, let me say what you want me to say. And clear my mind if I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor. You got all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. Glory to his name. Thank God for choir. It's nothing. Nothing. Everybody said nothing. Nothing and nobody is like Jesus. Nobody. And can't nothing and nobody take his place.
Yes, you're right.
He God alone. And if you in here and don't know him, please get to know him. I say get to know him. Not of him, but get to know him. Know him. He can give you peace in a time of sadness, sorrow, trouble, whatever can come before you, he's able to bring you through anything. He can't fail. Thank God for Jesus. We still in our series and still talking about the God who needs nothing. Number 130. He's still the God that needs nothing. Just like right now, we are praising his name. Thank you, choir. Just letting all of you. But did you not know that if who didn't sing? God didn't miss it. Because he God. He don't need no help from nobody. Whether we sing or not. Whether we come to church or not. Whether we pray or not. He just doesn't need nothing from nobody. He God alone. God alone. It's an honor. Sister Killing, it's an honor. Just to praise his name. So let me, I'm gonna start a minute. So when we praise God, you know, don't think you helping God. Helping you. When you're not ashamed of him, he's not ashamed of you. He needs nothing. He was God when we got here. He gonna be God long as we here. He gonna still be God when we gone. You better praise him while you can. Yeah. Hallelujah.
If you will, turn your Bibles. 1 Peter 5 and 8. 1 Peter 5 and 8. And dealing with that devil. Dealing with the devil. We think we can handle him by ourselves, but you can't by yourself. But we can do all things through Christ. He real. He real. We can't take him lightly. He real. 1 Peter 5 and 8. It says, be sober. Be vigorous. Because your adversary, the devil, as a rolling lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. That's his character. Is to see who he can mess up. Just stay there a while, baby. That's what he does. He walks.
Yes.
About. He looking for, seeking. Is he got a character? That don't have trust in Jesus. And if he find out you got trust in Jesus, he still may mess with you, but you got to get permission. Like, he just can't do what he wanted to you because you protected by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
But if you mess around, don't have Jesus. He can treat you just like he wanna. The devil can. He had to get permission to mess with God's children. He's a rolling lion. He doesn't play. But God got him in his hand. Always remember that. God got everything in his hand. Bless his holy name. And look at 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God, of this world has blinded the mind of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Bless his holy name. All Paul is saying, if this gospel is hidden, it is hid to the one who don't want to be saved. Because God hath made salvation so plain to whosoever will can be saved. Watch this now. That's where we miss. Saved from going where? To the lake of fire with the devil forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. In other words, it's up to us. It's up to you. God done provide a way out. Keep from going to the lake of fire. This the Bible. The lake, not the lake where H2O is, but where fire is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, you got to understand why Jesus come into the world. He didn't come in just to do miracles to show out. He come to save our soul from going to the lake of what? Fire. Don't be in a hurry. Say, don't be in a hurry, Reverend Walker.
Yes, sir.
That's got to soak in.
Yes, sir.
That's got to soak in.
Right.
We take it lightly. Right. We take our soul lightly.
Yes, sir.
He come to save souls.
Yes, sir.
And we think sometimes just because we don't give our life to Jesus, that be the devil dealing with you then. This one, he come here for, Jesus come here for, to keep your soul, my soul, from going to the lake of fire. I ain't going to say hell to the lake. Watch this now. Watch this. You won't never consume your soul just a born there throughout eternity. We take it lightly. This is your only chance, just my only chance to miss the lake of fire. Take your time, Walker.
Yes,
folks got to get this stuff.
Yes,
take it lightly.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Bless his holy name. Take it lightly.
Yeah.
I find out since I've been a preacher pastor, some of you also don't find out. We don't find out that a lot of folks just play church.
You're right. That's right.
I mean it.
You're right. You're right.
Playhouse church. And but I come to let you know, the devil is not playing.
No, sir.
The devil, Satan, is not playing. We may be playing, but he's not playing. And the Bible says he have come. He here with us. He's somewhere in here now. Folks, I don't understand that. He never missed church.
That's right.
He never missed church. And we don't want to know nothing about him. Y'all don't want to know about your enemy who don't love you. We take him lightly. Just like the Holy Ghost is in us. Make us do some things unusual. The same devil got power to be in somebody else and doing things unusual. But everything the devil does is ungodly and sin, because he is what? Sin.
Amen.
Oh, that much. And my brothers and sisters, we stopped off last Sunday saying, what you're saying, Reverend? Telling you that it was the devil. Understand me good now. I'm not in no hurry. I'm going to let you out on time now, but I'm not in no hurry. That it was the devil who organized and led the first rebellion against God. Watch this now. And he persuaded 1/3 of the heaven in Asia to march with him.
Right.
1/3 of heaven where God is.
Yeah.
He persuaded, if he can persuade them, if he can persuade angels, you know we ain't got no mess with him without God. Angels up there with God. You can't outslick the devil.
All right.
The only way you outslick the devil, you got some wisdom from God inside of you. And through his word, where you get the devil at. We trying to handle him by ourselves. You can't do nothing with the devil by yourself. But I can do what? All things through Christ which strengthen me. We can't take him lightly. God Almighty. One time, he was a brother. After one time.
One time.
Isn't that right? Yes.
One time.
One time he was a brother. Brother angel. Lucifer. That was his original name. That was his holy name. That's the name God gave him. Lucifer. God Almighty. Satan, the devil. Watch this now. Thought that he should be or take the place of God in the third heaven where God is. Don't take God's spot where God in the third heaven because of his beauty. God, he was pretty, what we call it. But he got lifted up in pride and God kicked him out of the third heaven like lightning. He was a brother.
Yes, sir.
All right.
But he messed up his own brotherhood by being his own self taking over. He was so pretty. And some folks think they're so beautiful, they've been everybody else. If you don't bathe, you'll stink like everybody else. So you got to always remember that. Nobody don't bet nobody else. But he thought he was better. He was one of God's top angels. But he looked at himself one day and said, "Woo, look at me." You got to watch out when you get to looking at yourself so much. Self will mess you up if you don't watch your own self. We watch another folk, but you better watch your own self. The devil lets you get stuck on your own self. Oh, he got lifted up and pride. Paul, look at Luke 10. I'd like to have it stripped with me. That you know I'm not just talking. 16 through 20 verse. God Almighty, the devil is real.
He that heareth you heareth me.
God Almighty.
And he that despiseth you,
yeah,
despiseth me.
God Almighty.
And he that despiseth me, despiseth him that sent me.
God Almighty. Y'all got that, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Lord, how much?
Yes, sir.
Read on, man, Paul.
And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, "Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name."
Even what? The devil is subject unto us through what? Not my name, not Walker's name, not Jimmy's name, not Bob's name, but who? Jesus' name. He got to move in the name of who? Jesus. That name, but this way you got to watch. See, you got to watch the Bible. That one name have been exalted above every name, and at that one name, every knee got to bow in this earth, in the earth, in the world to come. Because God have done what? Exalted it. No other name higher than that name. The devil got to jump in that name. That means we can use his name, Jesus. I rebuke you, devil, in the name of Jesus. Watch this now. Watch this. Watch this. Don't be afraid to rebuke the devil. You got the authority. Your father gave you that authority. That's the weapon to handle the devil. Can't no knife and gun, can't no knife cut the devil. No, the name Jesus would cut him up. The name Jesus would shoot him and knock him down. It got to be the name. Shoot yourself to him some Jesus.
Preacher.
that name. Boy, I get a happy thing about that. Not poor name.
Come on.
Not poor name. But the name. A country name. Jesus. He got the move. Lord Almighty. Subject. Devil. Y'all see what it said? Yeah. Subject unto us through thy what? Name. God Almighty. Through thy name. He got to do what you said through his name. Now read on, Paul.
And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven.
God Almighty, I beheld him. See, watch now. I won't hurt myself. I got plenty of time. See, watch this now. See, number one, he got lifted up in heaven where God was. Because he was so pretty. It was God what made him pretty. But he couldn't take it. He was looking better than any other angel around there. He was one of God's top angels. He got to his own self. And when he got to himself, he started looking around and said, look at him. Lord, I believe I can take over the throne of God. God Almighty. Watch this. Now, when he said all of that, he left heaven just like lightning. See, some of y'all don't understand what that means right there. See, he left, he had to leave because God knocked him down that fast. Y'all saw a streak of lightning? He left heaven. That's what the Bible is. Just lightning. He left like lightning. You don't play around with God. He's nothing to play with. He got lifted up in pride and thought he could look better than God. I'm going to take over heaven. He tried to take over heaven. He was a brother. And Lucifer mean a brother of the church, but now he's not a brother.
All right.
He's a devil now. He's an enemy to God. And if he's an enemy to God, he's an enemy to mankind. The devil can't stand us. He got some folks working for him right now, but he can't stand you. The only reason you ain't dead, I'm not dead, but by the grace of God. No, I ain't no hurry. See, he got lifted up in heaven, in the third part of heaven. He was a brother. He was a saint then. But his beauty. And some folks like that now. Got that same characteristic. Because they look good. God can make you look like a monkey when he feels like it. Oh, he can. He can. He can. He can. He can make you dress like a trap when he get ready. Be on God's side. Always be on God's side. You can't win being against God. Lord Almighty. You'll never win. Read on, Paul.
Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents.
Yeah.
And scorpions.
God Almighty.
And over all the power of the enemy.
Yeah.
And nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Nothing. Give you power. God Almighty. Over the devil. Can't even hurt you. God Almighty. I'm giving you this power. He can't damn your soul no kind of way. God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
Notwithstanding in this rejoice.
Yeah.
Not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
Don't get overjoyed looking down on nobody. That you paid your way to him. That God just favor you because you are who you are. No, for anybody who want it can have it. Rejoice not because this or that. Rejoice because your what? Your name.
Yes, sir. Yes,
walk by here look like a trap, but my name. That's God's business. You may have this, you may have that, but I know my what name. They may kill you, but I know where my name is. And you ought to rejoice. Just cause your name is written in heaven. Don't look at your condition sometime. Forget about that sometime. You got to go through all that sometime. But look where my name is. I may not have what the Joneses have. I may not have what the Dixon have. But one thing, I know my name. When I leave here, I know where I'm going. Why, Reverend Walker? Because my what? Name. Let me get my Bible. You may not see me, but I know my name. And one day he's going to call a roll.
Yes, sir. Come on with me.
Because I know where my name is.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Abraham.
Yes.
Oh, Abraham said, I am he.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Isaac, I am he.
Yes.
Jacob, I am he.
Yes.
Paul, I am he.
Yes.
He can finally get to our name.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
That's what you ought to be happy about. Y'all better listen to me. You may not have what the Joneses have. Don't worry about it. Don't let that bother you. God gave you what he wants you to have. You just treat what I gave you right, and I'll bless you with something you can't have by yourself. Sometimes when the devil get at you, sometimes you got to tell him, you may not hardly can talk, but just whisper in his ear, say, my name is with you. You may put me on a bed of affliction. You may let some hurt me. You may give me all kind of enemies, but my, you can't erase my what? My name is written on high. God gonna call that roll. Abraham, I am present. Isaac, I am present. Jacob, I am present. Bob, are you present? Jimmy, Mabel, Matt, Alana, all of them. Name. That's his holy name. That's all of what make you happy. I don't care what folks say about you. Long as your name is written in heaven, you know where you're going when you die. What I love about the Lord, whosoever will can come. Go to heaven. You can't talk to God to make him hate me. I can't talk to God to make him hate you. Ain't you glad he got a fix like that? And you can't talk to the prophet to make God favor you. The prophet got to go by God. And not because you're so good. Oh, hallelujah. I get happy, boy. Jesse, watch this. He said, if the righteous scarcely.
Yes, sir.
Help me. I scared the God in myself. In other words, I can't do enough of bragging because I'm scarcely.
That's right.
If the righteous scarcely. scarcely be saved.
Yes,
what about the ungodly?
Lord,
help me. I can do but tell you, call on his name. That's all I can do. Because I scarcely made it myself. In other words, we ain't got nothing to boast about. Cause you say you don't have nothing to brag about.
That's right.
Brag on him who saved a wreck like me. I was on my way to hell. I wasn't getting on nothing but by his grace. Not because I was a good God. Not the goodness don't get you there. No, the grace of God will get you there. Scared to be saved. Heart of mine. That devil. So I'm going to talk about this guy. Huh? We had a talk this morning. In him, with the devil. You ought to talk to him. He's there. If you're a Christian, he's there. Oh, he's there. Talk to him. Watch this now. Watch this. But he is still at liberty. He left heaven like what? Lightning. See, he left heaven in the third heaven now. When on this earth, God had made part of earth's Bible made back way back to on back. You know, but he in where? Heaven. He in heaven. Watch this now. But he is still at liberty with mankind. What is he doing to us now? As I speak. Watch this now. Thrown out of heaven.
Yes, sir.
Out of the third heaven.
Yeah.
But what he doing now? Where he was gone when God thought he threw him on this earth. Where humans are.
Yes.
Well, what is he doing right now as I speak?
Say, tell us,
I'm talking about the devil.
Tell us.
Paul, look at Job 1 and 7. Let the Bible talk for you.
And
watch this.
The Lord said unto Satan,
yeah,
whence cometh thou?
Yeah.
Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it.
All right, watch this now. Watch this. Where you going, Satan? I didn't invite you. When the sons of God, Paul, Jesse, meeting together, Satan always going to drag you. Watch this now. Why you got to watch? If he got nerves enough to go in God's service,
all right,
he owns some churches down here.
Yeah. Preach it, Reverend.
Yes.
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 If he got guts enough to go to one of God's praise service, but nobody there but holy angels. And if he been in that, you ought to know he died here with us. Because
yes,
he was kicked out of the, heaven.
Yes, right.
He walking this earth. He going to and fro. Up and down. God Almighty. Y'all see that, don't you?
That's right.
Well, what he going to do? What he doing, Reverend? Walking to and fro. Walking up and down in the he's still here. I'm going where the devil is. Where? Where you going? I'm going where the devil not. Where you going? You still on the earth, ain't it? But this where he is. God Almighty. And God asked him where he was going. What? I didn't invite you. What you doing anyway? I want to see who kind of mess up. That's all.
That's right.
You know, the next verse, Paul, I know I ain't told you to read it, but he said, have you consider?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you looked at my servant Job?
Yes.
And let God crazy. You know, God know what he's doing. Oh, Satan looked at God, you know, let God know what he's talking about, you know, and they'll say, yes, I know he's there. But the only reason I haven't got to him is because you got a fish. You got him hedged in. Ain't you glad you hedged in? You hedged in. Watch this now. See, hedged in means you got to get permission to mess with me. You just can't come in and tear up nothing.
Yeah.
You can't harm him because his name in here.
Yeah.
And you got to get permission from me.
Yeah. Holy God.
He just can't jump on you.
Yeah.
He got to get permission.
Yeah.
Got a hedge about him. I want to get to him bad. But you got a hedge. If you let me have him, I'll make him curse you to your face. But Job thought about my name. It's written. I might as well go catch some hell. That ain't going to erase my name. I'm still a part of the family. And if God want me to go through with it, I don't understand why, but that's his business. But I'm looking for my name, and when I get my name there, can't nobody erase that.
That's right. Oh, you're right.
And God will let us go through some things because your name is written. Let the devil know somebody loves Jesus. Regardless of what they go through with, they still gonna stand up for God because my name. My name is written on high. And my brother and sister, I'm talking about that devil too now. Y'all know what I'm talking about. That devil got this world in a mess. I say he got it in what? A mess. Lord Almighty. And he is the deceiver. The devil is not a deceiver. He is the deceiver of this sinful world. This world is sinful. Why? Because of him. It's sinful because of the devil. He had a holy name, Lucifer. God Almighty. But he got rid of that name and wanted to take over the throne of God. Don't try to be more than God. How can you be more than God? He the one made the world. That means we ought to obey to the best of our ability what God done told us. And when you do that, God gonna take care of you. God Almighty. Bless his holy name. Paul, how about looking at 1 John now? 5. 19 and 20 verse. The devil's still here. He at liberty. Y'all see he's still in the earth, right? Because he visited Job.
Yes,
we in that same earth.
Same.
All right now. Get my point here now. He's still here. He at liberty on this earth. Watch this. See, God, he was in heaven with a holy name. He got lifted up. God kicked him out of heaven on the earth. On the earth, see?
Yes, sir.
Kicked him out of heaven on the earth. And why he down here? Guess what? He with us now.
That's right.
Everybody say us. He stop at everybody's house.
Oh, that's right.
He live in some of them. That's right. That means y'all have a praying house. You got a praying house. You got to get permission to come in there. He just can't break in. He don't have to break in. Those who don't know Jesus, he live in them houses.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. He's a devil. Read, Paul.
And we know that we are of God.
God Almighty.
And the whole world lieth in wickedness.
That's what you ought to know, preachers.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You, can I say you all are plural, but you ought to know yourself personally that Jesus Christ is Lord. You ought to know. John said, and we know that we are of God. And the whole world. See, he was thrown out of heaven. I won't take my time on this. See, he was thrown out of the third heaven on this earth where we are. He had a top position, a holy position. But he got lifted up in pride trying to take over the throne of God. And God kicked him out of heaven. And the Bible said he left like lightning. And the whole world is right now in wickedness. Why? Because the devil is here. The devil is here. I don't care where you are. I'm going to live where the devil at. Well, you taking him over there because he already there. When you get there, it'll be the devil. The devil. He owned this earth. Boy, this thing's a mess. I'm telling you, no, I ain't never through with this. And when I say never through, it may be with it 10 months. You're going to get this stuff.
Yes, sir.
I know who got this world in a mess.
All right.
And you need to know where the mess comes from. The whole world. The whole earth is in a mess because of the devil. He got angels. He got angels working for him, serving him. I want you to get this thing right. We don't want to talk about the devil. You better know the devil. God don't want to be ignorant of the devil. He wants you to be ignorant. But don't you be ignorant. Read the Bible. Why you won't be ignorant of the devil? Oh, well, I'm going to Africa. He there? Going to Russia. Boy, he there. I'm going to Canada. Where he there? I'm going to England. He there. Where you going? You can't go to heaven. We had you up there. You got messy. We had to throw you out.
Right.
Even one more place to go, and that's hell. Mm. To the lake of fire. Mm. And that's what got the world, this whole earth, in a mess because of Satan.
Yeah.
God Almighty is wicked. Everywhere you go on this earth is what? Wicked. God Almighty. Don't let nobody deceive you on that. He wants you to be deceived on that. It's wicked. Everywhere you go. Read, Paul.
And we know that the Son of God is come.
Listen to that.
And has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true.
God Almighty.
And we are in him that is true.
Yeah.
Even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life.
Yes.
He's trying to distinguish Jesus from the devil. But we can know that we got the Bible. God Almighty. And we, well, I like, we know.
All right.
That's your faith, Jesse. That's our faith. I know. You ought to know. You know. No. Oh, boy. And when you know that you know, you get your boldness to stand up for Jesus. If you don't know that you know, you get shaky. But when you know that you know, you stand up. If you get killed, you still gonna stand up. Cause I what? No! he got it so plain, Pope.
Yes, sir.
Until old John said, us in understanding.
Yes.
That we may not reign,
yes,
but know him that is what? The two powerful things on earth is truth and lie.
Yes.
We ought to know, we ought to stick with the truth. And we are in him. Him is Jesus. That is what? Even his son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Jesus is eternal life. Let's stay there a minute. Jesus is eternal life. A life that don't last throughout where? Eternity. We really will never die. And we will live with nothing but peace and joy throughout eternity. The only way God deals with dying is mean you don't give your life to Christ. But your soul gonna stand somewhere forever. Because your soul got to last, it can't be destroyed. The only way you destroy a soul is go to the lake of fire and it's still there. You just won't be consumed. This way God got it fixed. Your soul is really the God part. It can't really stop existing. That's all it means now. It can't stop existing. Wherever a man go, hell or heaven, he's still alive. Only thing, he just won't have a body. And only thing about folks that go to heaven, God will give them a glorified body. But folks in hell will lose their what? Glorified body. We got a body going to last throughout eternity.
Yes, sir.
When Jesus got up out of that grave, he had a what? Glorified body. And the Bible says when we see him, we'll be like him.
All right. All right. All right.
If you died with cancer, when you get up, hallelujah, you won't have no more cancer.
Yes. Go ahead.
Get burnt up, consumed, just burn up your body, burn it up. And we'll throw you in a casket, that's it. But Jesus will give you another body. A glorified body that will be like him, that will never get sick no more. Won't never hurt no more. Don't never cry no more. Because there ain't nothing to cry about when you be with Jesus. Ain't nothing to cry about. When Mary met Jesus and talking about her brother, he the one stopped her from crying.
Yeah.
I wipe the tears from your eyes.
Well,
if you follow me, I wipe tears.
Well,
if you're crying about, I can stop what you're crying about.
Yeah.
Stop crying.
Yeah.
Just follow me. He knew where it was in the first place. You know, Mary said, let me show you why I laid Jesus. Why you laid him? Come down, Jesus said, just see who you know of, what he's going to do.
Yes.
One thing, he won't know what she's going to obey him.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
You're right,
man. Right.
Lord, don't need me going and make no fool out of me. I ain't going to be dead. I saw him when he wrapped him up. I saw him laying there. Father, why you laid it? But God's strange, ain't it? He knew where he was.
Yes,
he just asked us to see what we have faith in him.
This is catalog number 1732.
He knew before he asked.
Catalog number 1732.
But if you're going to have faith, bro, you ain't crazy. You ain't going to them folks make a fool out of me. Yeah. Show me where you laid it. He did. I don't care how he did. You show me where he laid. Stop arguing with God. If God said, go and do what God said, do.
That's right.
You just show me where you laid it, where they laid him at.
That's right.
Oh, and he knew all together where it was.
Yeah, that's right.
See, you're going to have faith.
Uh-huh.
Well, folk can call you crazy.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, you say, I'm waiting on the Lord to heal me. I'm waiting on the Lord. Don't let folk take your faith from you. Yeah. I mean it. If you and God together, y'all stay together.
Yeah.
Don't let the devil take your healing. Don't let the devil take your what you want or what you're asking for. You've got to watch that devil. The devil's still at liberty.
Yeah.
He's still walking this earth, going from door to door, everywhere, seeing who he can destroy,
right,
or who he can fool.
Yeah.
He's still doing it.
Yeah.
All the time, he got so many workers now.
Yeah.
To help him out.
Yeah.
He got demons, plus he got human beings helping him out.
Yeah.
But the church... is 71 got all power in his hand.
Yes, right.
He the one can do anything, but he just can't fail.
Yes, right.
Oh, boy.
Glory. Glory to God. I hear you, Pastor. I hear you. Yes.
The devil.
Yes.
He fooled people.
I know.
The devil mislead people. To go the wrong way and do stupid, crazy things. But we don't serve a God like that. Bless his holy name. Now my time is up. If it were possible, I'd go another hour, but I know y'all will walk out on me, but I don't really want to stop. But come back next Sunday. And to know about this devil, he's a lie. Don't let folk fool you. Don't let folk fool you. He's a lie. He sleep with some of us. I said he sleep with some of us. He walk with some of us. He drive with some of us. And you don't even know who it is. You know it's something, but it's a somebody. And you need to know about the devil. God didn't give me this stuff for nothing. You need to know about the devil. The doors of the church is open. Time for me to go. You're going to need the Lord. If you're without Jesus Christ, I'm not trying to fool you to get saved. Oh, boy. If you're not saved, get saved. You don't have to be a member of this church. Get yourself saved. By giving your life to Jesus as your personal Savior. He had it so simple. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. It's just that simple. God ain't trying to fool nobody to get saved. It's up to you. And I'm enough to tell you, you don't have to be a member of him. Get saved. We'll baptize you and send you where you want to go. I'm going to tell you, just go where they're preaching Jesus. That's all I'm going to tell you. That's all I'm going to tell you. Anybody need Jesus as your Savior, you may come now. He'll save you right now. If you lost, listen at this now. If you in here and don't know Jesus, do you know who's stopping you from coming? That same devil I'm talking about. That same devil I'm talking about right now. So much about this gown, somebody got to say something about it. Whatever you want. Somebody may want to come by Christian experience or by letter. You may come. But just don't walk out here lost without Jesus. Whatever you want. May God bless you. May God keep you with our prayer. The poor woman is in your hand. Bishop.